由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今日的天路导航。
Today, we will continue in our series of messages taken from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament.
今日我们会继续分享的内容是旧约约书亚记的系列信息。
We are learning how to follow the Lord in this series.
在这个系列里面，我们一起去学习怎样跟随上帝。
But his call on our lives sometimes makes us ask, you want me to do what?
不过有些时候呢，上帝对我们生命的呼召会让到我们不禁去问上帝说，你究竟想我怎样？
And here are some answers we have learned in the past.
那在之前一段日子呢，我们学习了大概七个答案。
Answer number one.
第一个答案。
Step up to God's calling in your life.
当上帝对我们的生命发出呼召的时候，我们要起来。
Answer number two.
第二个答案。
Go into the enemy's territories to share Christ.
请你走到去敌人的后方分享基督。
Answer number three.
第三个答案。
Cross the river of impossibility in your life with God's supernatural help.
靠着上帝超自然的大能渡过我们生命里头难以跨越的大河。
Answer number four is yield to God's plan.
第四个答案就是降服在上帝的计划之下。
Answer number five is stay with God's program by completely trusting him.
第五个答案就是持守上帝所定的方案，完全信靠他。
Answer number six is learn from your mistakes.
第六个答案就是从错误里头吸取教训。
Answer number seven is know how to pray.
上次讲过第七个答案就是要懂得怎样祈祷。
And today we will discover answer number eight, which is claim the complete victory.
今日我们就要探讨第八个答案，就是祈求全面的胜利。
The purpose of this series of messages is to refocus our vision as believers.
其实我们设计这个系列信息的目的，就是要调整我们身为基督徒的焦点。
I want to tell you, my listening friends, that our life as believers is a campaign.
各位亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你听，基督徒的人生就好像一场运动一样。
Our campaign is for the souls of men and women, boys and girls.
这个是一场赢得男女老少所有人的灵魂的运动。
Our campaign is for the salvation of individuals and families alike.
这一场是让到个人、让到家庭获得救恩的运动。
Our campaign is for rescuing the perishing, healing the wounded.
这一场是抢救亡魂、医治伤痛者的运动。
Our campaign is for freeing those who are enslaved by sin.
这个是一场释放那些被罪奴役的人的运动。
Our campaign is for breaking the chains of addictions.
这个是一场断开恶习癖好锁链的运动。
Our campaign is for recovering meaning in life.
这个是一场重寻人生意义的运动。
And our message today is based on the book of Joshua, chapter 11 and chapter 12.
今日的信息是出自于约书亚记第11章和12章的。
And I'm calling it Claim the Total Victory.
我将它称为全面胜利的诉求。
Jesus, who is the Son of God, left the glories of heaven.
我们见到上帝的儿子耶稣基督离开了荣耀的天堂。
Jesus lived on this earth.For 33 1/3 of a year, with no place to lay his head.
耶稣在这个世界上面活了33年又1/3，但是却是没有枕头，即是没有可以好好地安息去睡的地方。
Jesus died on a criminal's cross.
耶稣被钉死系钉罪犯嘅十字架上面。
Jesus rose again from the grave on the third day and ascended into heaven.
耶稣死咗之后埋葬，第三日复活升天。
Why did he do all this?
究竟佢点解要做呢啲嘢去度过佢一生？
Not so that his children may live defeated, discouraged, and decimated lives.
唔系要让佢嘅儿女失败、绝望同埋奔向毁灭嘅生活啊，过呢啲咁嘅生活。
But so that the followers of Jesus may experience total victory for all eternity.
而系要让跟随佢嘅人进入全面嘅胜利。
My listening friends, like you, I know all of the factors in life that can cause us defeat.
各位亲爱的朋友，我和你一样都很清楚究竟什么是导致我们生活失败的种种因素。
I know all of the ingredients that produce discouragement.
我和你都知道什么是产生绝望的成分。
I know all of the recipes that lead to wanting to quit and give up.
我都知道什么是导致我们气馁，什么是半途而废的方程式。
But if we want to see the vision that God has given us for our future, then we must know and practice and claim the total victory.
但是如果我们愿意见到上帝为我们预备的未来，这样我们就需要明白并且操练怎样去追求全面的胜利。
When I speak of victory, I speak of it in the New Testament sense.
当我讲及胜利的时候，我们是从新约的角度来讲的。
In the New Testament, our fight is not against flesh and blood.
根据新约的教导，我们不是与血肉之躯来争战的。
Our fight is not against human enemies as it was the case with Joshua.
我们也都不是好像当年约书亚这样同人对敌的。
Our fight is with the spiritual powers that are operating in the world today.
我们今日是同在这个世界上活动的灵界恶势力争战。
Our fight is against powers and principalities in the heavenlies.
我们今日是同在空中的恶魔去争战。
And these spiritual enemies have already been defeated by Jesus.
而这些灵界的仇敌呢，一早已经是耶稣基督手下的败仗。
Satan is the one who causes conflict in our homes and stirs up trouble in our marriages.
其实在我们家庭令到他造成不和搅扰我们婚姻的幸福的是魔鬼撒旦。
Satan is the one who causes antagonism toward God's children and arouses opposition to witnessing Christians.
挑起反对上帝儿女的势力并且阻拦基督徒做见证的是魔鬼撒旦。
Satan is the one who causes people and events to discourage us and distract us from our mission.
那些打击我们，让到我们分心，使到我们不能够专注于我们的大使命的人或者事件背后的始作俑者，都是撒旦。
But always remember that our Heavenly Father wants us to fight and win every time.
但是记住，我们的天父要我们起来争战，每一次都要赢。
However, that victory depends on our willingness to stand in the heat of the battle.
但是赢不赢到的关键是在于我们是不是愿意迎向激烈的战事。
That victory depends on our attitude and desire to claim that victory.
这个得胜的关键是在于我们是不是有必胜的决心。
That victory depends on whether you want a defeated life or a victorious life.
得胜的关键是在于我们愿不愿意过得胜的生活，还是愿意屈服在失败之下。
That victory depends on whether you see the enemy's attack as an opportunity for victory or an excuse for surrender.
得胜的关键是在于你怎样看待敌人的攻击，究竟这个攻击是让你赢的机会，还是让你投降的藉口呢？
Let me tell you a story that is taken from the real battlefield.
让我为你讲一个故事，这个故事是真实发生在战场上面的事情。
The enemy forces surrounded a group of soldiers and became separated from their colleagues.
有一小群的士兵被敌军去包围，切断了他们和部队的联系。
The military headquarters attempted to reach the soldiers by radio for several hours.
总部尝试了好几个钟头，希望同呢啲士兵通话。
Eventually, the soldiers were able to communicate with the base.
跟住最终士兵同基地联络到啦。
The officer at the headquarters asked, "What is your situation?"
总部嗰个长官就问你哋情况点啊
？The soldier replied.
个士兵咁答
：The enemy is to the east of us.
喺东边有敌军。
The enemy is to the north of us.
北边有敌军。
The enemy is to the west of us.
西边又有敌军。
The enemy is to the south of us.
南边都有敌军。
And then after a brief pause, the soldier continued, "The enemy cannot get away from us now."
吸咗一大啖气，跟住个士兵就话啦：，而家冇一个敌人能够逃得出我哋嘅手指罅啦。
Now, my listening friend, we may be surrounded by our enemies, but the question is this.
亲爱的朋友，其实我们都可能被敌人围困的，但问题在于什么呢？
Do you see this as an opportunity for fear, terror, and defeat, or an opportunity for victory?
你究竟怎样看自己的处境呢？你认为这个是恐惧的处境，战惊的处境，失败的处境，还是你打赢仗的机会呢？
Some of you may be saying,I'm surrounded by unbelievers and antagonists.
有啲人话可能我自己嘅生活嘅环境，个个都唔信主，个个都反对我。
I am surrounded by people who hate the truth.
我四边都有憎恨真理嘅人。
Now, my listening friends, rejoice because that means you are fishing in a bucket.
各位听众朋友，咁样你其实系应该欢喜雀跃，因为你呢个情况就系代表你好似喺个桶里面系有好多嘅鱼。
This is not a cause for discouragement.
所以你唔应该沮丧噶。
It means that you have a great opportunity, not a reason for retreat.
呢个系代表你有一个好好嘅机会，千祈唔好打退堂鼓。
It means that you have been blessed by God for victory, not defeat.
这个也代表着上帝要赐给你胜利的福气，而不是让你失败。
Let me show you three things that we can learn from the book of Joshua chapter 11.
让我为你指出约书亚记十一章里头有三个我们可以学习的功课。
Number one, there was confrontation.
第一，对峙。
You see this in verses 1 through 5.
我们可以从第一节到第五节那里看到的。
Number two, there was a conflict.
第二是斗争。
And you find that in verses 6 through 15.
是记载在第六到十五节的。
Number three, there was a conquest.
第三是征服。
And you find that in verses 16 through 23.
你可以从十六到二十三节，就是约书亚记十一章那里看到的。
Let's look at number one, where there is a confrontation.
咁而家让我哋先睇下第一点，就系两个方面嘅对峙啊。
Joshua looked around and saw that he was surrounded by a united enemy。
喺约书亚记十一章嗰度，约书亚环顾四周，见到自己被一支联合嘅大军包围。
But he also knew that God promised his people victory。
但系佢同时又知道上帝应许要赐俾佢哋嘅百姓系有胜利。
Therefore, there had to be a confrontation.
因此必定有两军的对峙。
They were surrounded by enemies from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
基本上，约书亚同佢嘅军队系被四面八方嘅包围。
But the attitude of God's people was not, "How fast can I run?"
但系上帝嘅百姓竟然冇话，哎呀，快啲走啦。
Or our situation is hopeless, and we should surrender.
又冇话，哎呀，死啦，绝望啦，投降吧啦。
Or woe unto us, for we are doomed.
又或者话惨啦，惨啦，死梗啦。
No,
冇喎。
Just like the story of the surrounded soldiers, God's people were saying, "The enemy cannot get away from us now."
就好似正话故事嗰群被包围嘅士兵咁谂，上帝百姓话：好啊，敌人离晒，佢哋今次一个都走唔甩啦。
One historian speculates that the enemy forces contained 300,000 infantry soldiers, 10,000 cavalry troops, and 20,000 chariots.
一位历史学家估计，当时敌军有30万步兵、10,000骑兵、20,000战车。
The odds were against the people of God.
与上帝嘅百姓嘅数量相比，真系敌我悬殊。
They could never hope to win such a victory.
我估如果系我嘅话，可能心里头都觉得情况真系冇乜机会赢。
The situation looked hopeless.
跟住又唔系好乐观。
Yes, it would have been absolutely hopeless without the help of God.
你想想，如果没有上帝的帮助，的确是很难过的那段时间。
And my listening friend, as you battle for the souls of people,
各位听众朋友，随着你是一起去打这场属灵的仗，为人的灵魂去征战的时候，
You may become so overwhelmed that you become paralyzed.
你可能因为敌人强大的势力而吓到震晒。
But that's because you're not depending on God's help.
这样其实是因为你没有依赖上帝的帮助。
Don't ever be engaged in a confrontation without taking God with you.
其实要记住，千祈如果没有上帝的帮助的话，就千祈千祈千祈不要去卷入那场的战斗。
Remember, he has already won the victory.
因为你要记住，上帝一早已经赢咗啦。
He just wants you to claim it.
佢只系想你去攞到呢场战争嘅胜利咋。
Number two, there was a conflict.
第二样嘢啦，我哋讲到就系战斗。
Joshua did not wait for the battle to come to him, but he took the battle to the enemy.
约书亚唔系被动咁样等战争爆发，而系主动出击。
No doubt, as Joshua was marching for 5 days, he was thinking about the size of the enemy's army.
我想话俾你听，当约书亚出到去打仗的时候，如果要行军5日先到战场的话，他可能会一路在想敌军人数众多怎么办啊。
Joshua probably wondered if he was doing the right thing.
弊了，我的战略正不正确呢？
Joshua probably feared a defeat like the first battle with Ai.
约书亚会不会想，哎呀，会不会好像艾城那场的战争那样打输呢？
Joshua probably wondered if God would supernaturally intervene as he did at Jericho.
上帝会不会好像在耶利哥那样用超自然的能力来帮我们打仗打赢敌人呢？
Certainly God knew what Joshua was thinking and feeling, and that is why in the book of Joshua chapter 11 verse 6 we read something very important.
我们看到在约书亚记11章第6节那里有一件很重要的事，这个是因为上帝知道约书亚的想法和感受。
The Lord said to Joshua, Do not be afraid of them, because by this time tomorrow, I will hand all of them over to you.
耶和华原来对约书亚说，你不用因为他们而惧怕，明天这个时候，我就会将这些人的生命交给你。
My listening friend, let me tell you something of uttermost importance.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，让我提醒你一个很重要的重点。
If you forget everything I said in this series of messages, don't forget what I'm going to tell you.
就算你忘记了前面的事都好，都不要忘记这里我要跟你讲的事。
If you retreat from claiming your environment for Christ,
如果你愿意是去将你自己身边的人为基督赢得他们，这样跟着之后你退缩了。
If you say to yourself, I can't do this, I'm just one person.
如果你常说，哎呀，我做不到，只有我一个。
If you say to yourself, my relationship with God is enough, I don't need to witness to others.
如果你话，哎，我同上帝保持关系就够啦，使乜去做见证啫
？If you retreat from the battle for the souls，
如果你系从事争夺灵魂嘅战场，喺里面你退出咗，退缩咗
，It will not be long before the enemy attacks your relationship with the Lord。
咁样好快，你同上帝嘅关系就会受到敌人嘅攻击啊
！Soon your prayer life will fizzle out。
跟住冇耐之后，你就唔会再祈祷啦。
Soon your time with God and His Word will dry up。
冇耐之后，你唔再同上帝亲密，亦都唔再读上帝嘅话语啦。
Soon your fellowship with other believers will become a mere social event。
我哋见到喺里面，你同其他嘅信徒可能只系维持住普通嘅社交关系咋。
What I'm trying to tell you is this。
我喺度想话俾你听嘅系乜嘢呢？
When you go on the offensive for Christ，
当你为基督耶稣而战嘅时候
，When you are passionate for Christ，
当你为基督耶稣去发热心嘅时候
，When you don't wait for the battle to come to you but take the battle into the enemy's territories，
我哋知道我哋要进入去敌人嘅一个环境里头啊，我哋进入去嘅时候主动出击，直捣黄龙。
You will have victory in all of the other areas of your relationship with Christ。
咁样就会喺你同基督嘅每一个层面嘅关系上面，你都得胜。
Your prayer life will be vibrant。
你嘅祷告生活将会充满动力。
Your worship will be powerful。
你嘅敬拜将会满有能力。
Your fellowship will be dynamic。
你嘅团契生活将会系活泼而有动感嘅。
Let me clarify this principle with an illustration from the physical exercise world。
嗱，让我用一个体能锻炼嘅例子嚟讲下呢个原则。
When you physically exercise, your body releases chemicals into your blood。
如果你去锻炼嘅时候咧，你嘅身体系会释出一种化学嘅成分，系会进入你嘅血液噶。
These chemicals tell your brain to increase your temperature like fever。
呢种嘅情况咧，头脑指挥身体嘅时候会升高体温，好似发烧咁嘅。
Fever is your body's way of fighting intruding bacteria and viruses。
其实发烧系表示你嘅身体同外来嘅细菌同病毒打紧仗啊。
A high body temperature helps strengthen your body's defense system。
你嘅高体温系可以强化你身体嘅防御系统嘅。
So let me put it simply this way。
嗱，等我简而言之啦。
Physical exercise puts you on the offensive。
身体嘅锻炼系让到你能够主动进攻嘅。
So you don't have to wait for illness in order to fight the viruses。
咁样让到你唔需要等到病咗啦，先至同病毒作战。
In the same way, when you go on the offensive to campaign for the souls of people，
同样嘅道理，当你为争夺人嘅灵魂去主动出击嘅时候
，you will have victory ahead of time。
你就会首先得着胜利。
You will have a strong spiritual immune system。
你属灵嘅防疫系统系好强壮嘅。
God is giving us a vision for the future, and we find it in the book of Joshua, chapter 11, verse 6.
我哋喺约书亚记十一章第六节嗰度见到上帝赐俾我哋嘅一个愿景。
God says, "Don't be afraid of them."
上帝话唔使惊佢哋啊。
Tomorrow I'll give you victory.
听日呢个时候你赢咗噶啦。
And God kept His promises to His people, and they had complete victory.
上帝对佢嘅百姓信守诺言，让到佢嘅百姓得着彻底嘅胜利。
Which brings me to the third point, there was a conquest。
呢样嘢亦都系将我哋带到去第三点，就系征服啦。
The conquest itself did not happen immediately。
其实咧，佢哋唔系即刻就征服咗敌人嘅。
The conquest required perseverance, persistence, and dedication by God's people。
其实要征服仇敌呢，上帝嘅百姓需要坚忍持守对上帝完全嘅委身。
Joshua knew that God had given him the victory。
约书亚知道上帝已经将胜利赐咗俾佢哋。
All Joshua needed to do was to persevere until he experienced it。
约书亚只需要坚持下去，就能够品尝到胜利的滋味。
And God eventually brought his people into the land of promise.
最终上帝会带领他的百姓进入应许之地。
He took them across the river Jordan and over the walls of Jericho.
上帝带领他们渡过约旦河，为他们推倒了耶利哥坚固的城墙。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something very, very important.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想同你分享一件非常非常重要的事。
God took his people across the river Jordan and over the walls of Jericho.
上帝带领了他们渡过约旦河，打倒了耶利哥城。
And he did not do so so that his children may be defeated, but that they may have the complete victory.
他这样做不是要他的儿女失败，而是要他的儿女得着完全的胜利。
And God wants the same victory for all of you, my listening friends.
而各位亲爱的听众朋友，上帝亦都想你们同样得着同样的胜利。
So I tell you this as I conclude.
而今日在节目结束的时候，我想告诉你听。
Settle for nothing less than complete victory.
如果你赢不到全面的胜利的话，希望你绝对不要罢休。
Pray for nothing less than complete victory.
你未得到完全的胜利的时候，绝不停止祷告。
And when the battle heats up,
当战斗越来越激烈的时候，
claim nothing less than a complete victory.
希望你未得到完全的胜利的时候，不要妥协。
When the enemy appears to be strong and powerful, dig your heels in for a complete victory.
当你见到敌人好像强而有力的时候，希望你仍然扎稳个马，直到你获得完全的胜利为止。
And when Satan attacks you, take the battle to God and he will give you complete victory.
当撒旦攻击你的时候，希望你将战事带回到上帝那里，因为上帝会让到你完全获胜。约书亚 Joshua 这个名在新约里头就是耶稣基督的名字。今日节目结束的时候，送上耶稣基督得胜的这首歌 Victory in Jesus 给你。再会。
Revealing how he made the name to